Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marie-Claire Williams from the Office of Marketing and Communications at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 30th, 1937, the raiding continued when a shop at Rice's St. Philip was attacked, reportedly by a gang of 16 men from the nearby Crane District. As the rebels removed the loot, the police arrived and one of them was shot. On the night of July 30th, there was a raid at Vaucluse Estate in St. Thomas, with the rebels making off with 2 acres of potatoes. As the rioters continued their assault on properties in St. Philip, Bailey's Plantation, the epicenter of General Busser's revolt in 1816, was placed under siege. Reports reaching the police suggested the presence of a mob around Bailey's, and immediately a busload of volunteers headed for the area. Major Herbert Walter Peebles was at home when a crowd of 30 to 40 approached the driveway of the plantation great house demanding money. Peebles reportedly met the armed crowd in the driveway and they soon encircled him. They left after long pleas by Peebles, but 2 of his sheep were reportedly taken. Henry Graves and George Graves, who had been charged for participating in the attack on Simeon Aline's shop at Well House, were also charged and imprisoned for tumultuous assembly and disturbance of the peace at Bailey's. As patrols were stepped up, July 31st and August 1st were relatively quiet days. On August 2nd, however, a crowd moved in on Battley's plantation in St. Peter and dug 1,500 holes of yams. Also that night, a house in Airy Court, St. George was stoned, and at 8:30 p.m. in the parish of St. Lucy, a crowd attacked Island Constable Henry Yearwood. He was reportedly beaten, but managed to escape and went to his home. Not contented, 2 men approached the home and only left when Yearwood's wife screamed and alerted the neighbors. The rebels also attacked plantation animals at Springvale, St. Andrew, where an ox was slaughtered. At nearby Baxter's, a cow was also butchered and the meat presumably taken to Bridgetown for sale. Haggett's plantation in St. Andrew suffered a similar fate when 2 oxen were badly cut. At Four Hill Plantation in St. Peter, Manager Gill reported that he and his brother received a letter notifying them that their yams would be dug tonight.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.